Hello, everybody. This is the podcast Only We Care, where Franny and I talk about the things that only we care about in the hopes that other people will too. Guys, we're back for another episode of Random Conversations. Or I should say we're back with another episode of Random Conversations. But, yeah, if you guys don't know what Random Conversations is, I'm sure most of our listeners do. It's literally where Franny and I talk about whatever pops into our head, and we don't have a script. It's pretty straightforward. But this is going to be the 8th episode of Random Conversations.
Wow.
So check out all the previous ones. Franny, do you want me to start, or would you like to start this episode?
I think I started last time, so you should definitely start this one.
Cool. I was hoping you would say you, because I don't know what to say, but here I go.
Let's go.
Let's see. On Sunday night, well, it was really Monday morning, but I, woke up, in the middle of the night. So I woke up at, 1:47 on Monday. And I just, had, I think, a panic attack or something.
Okay.
Because, I woke up out of nowhere, out of a sound sleep, and my heart was just, racing. And I, used the bathroom, and I was like, all right, I'll be fine now. And then I could not fall back asleep for, 2 hours. And I was just, tossing and turning the entire time. My brain was, completely wired, so, I couldn't calm down and go to sleep. I felt like Albert Einstein, honestly, was, in my head or something with electricity. I don't know. And it was rough because, I went to bed early, Sunday night. So I thought, okay, I'm going to get, a good night's sleep. Nope. Woke up at 1:47, couldn't fall back asleep for 2 hours. Finally, at about maybe 3:30-ish, I fell asleep. And I don't know, I might have gotten an hour or less of sleep. And so for the whole night, I think I got less than 4 hours, or about 4 hours. So all day yesterday at work, I was running on 4 hours of sleep, basically. And I was just drinking a ton of water, trying to stay awake and stay hydrated and not pass out. Also, because it was really hot. And then I had a small gathering at my house that night. And because I got, no sleep, I was having, a hard time, eating and stuff. And, last night, in the middle of the night, or again, really, this morning, I, woke up with, really bad stomach pain.
What's happening?
And, the whole day today, my stomach was, killing me. So, your girl, has been going through it, because she was, running on, no sleep. Luckily, last night, I did get sleep, even though I woke up a few times throughout the night to have to go to the bathroom, or to use the bathroom. But, other than that, I slept through the night. I was able to fall back asleep after I used the bathroom. Unlike the day before, because that was, absolute nightmare fuel. But yeah, I'm really tired is what I'm trying to say. And yeah, I've just been going nonstop all week. And I mean, it's only Tuesday. I did have a 3-day weekend, but still, I was doing a lot of stuff even when I was off, so I've just been, nonstop for, the last 5 days now. But yeah, I had a good time yesterday. That was fun. It was something I was planning for a really long time, and it finally happened, so that was good.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. But yeah, it was nice. But oh my gosh, I'm so exhausted. Like, and my stomach was like so messed up today. Like, I really couldn't eat much because I was like, I might explode if I put one piece of food in my mouth. I mean, I forced myself to like eat a little bit, but I like couldn't even eat like my whole lunch because I was just like, I can't feel my stomach. Like, it just hurts. So yeah, that's the beginning of my week because we're recording this on Tuesday.
Yes. Wait. I FaceTimed you the other day.
You did.
Yeah, who'd you meet? Tell the people who you met. I don't know why I sound dead. Tell the people who you met.
I met this guy.
Uh-huh.
I don't know his name.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how he got on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was just, like, there. Like, I thought I was talking to Franny, and then all of a sudden this guy just appears. I don't know if he's, like, a magician, and he just, like, appeared out of thin air. Maybe he has something to tell us. I don't know.
Okay.
But he was cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got to meet my cat, which is even better.
Yes, he did.
Again, still don't know his name. Don't know how he got on Franny's phone. Don't know why he's such a big fan of my cat. I mean, all the power to you. But
he met my boyfriend.
Yeah, no, I met Franny's boyfriend. I'm being ridiculous.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm just trolling.
What are the odds?
I'm trolling people.
No, because he and I were hanging out, and somehow you came up in conversation, and I was like, let me just call her. Because it's like, I think it was like maybe 7 for you. I was like, let's just call her. She's going to answer. And he's so cute. He's like, okay. And I think he thought I meant like on the phone.
Yes.
Oh, because when you answered, he's like, oh, like, is, what did he say to you?
He was like, oh, is this the co-host of Only We Care or something?
Yeah. And then I said something like, oh, yeah, like, she's right here, say hi to her. And he's like, what? I thought I was on the phone. He's like, I have to get ready. I'm like, no, you don't.
I have to get ready. He's already out in public.
No, literally. Yeah, he did a little outfit of the day. I think he spun around for you. I'm pretty sure.
He, like, wanted to show me his sneakers or something, or his shoes.
He was not wearing sneakers. He was wearing his Doc Martens.
Right, right.
He was very excited. No, because you were wearing your sneakers.
Right, and then the next day he showed me the sneakers.
Yeah, no, the next day he and I went to the Vans store. We went to, like, 2 different shoe stores. And, yeah, we go into, it was either the Vans store or, like, this other, like, off-brand shoe store that just had like a bunch of different stuff, and he goes up to these like white sneakers and he's like, look, they're like Alexandra. So I was like, yeah, they are.
I like how I'm just like a topic of conversation randomly.
Oh yeah, no, he will ask me about people and I'll be like, oh, they're good. Like, he knows my dad's on vacation right now and he's like, how's your dad? I'm like, we haven't heard from him because he doesn't have service on his trip right now. He's like, oh, okay.
Wait, your dad's on vacation without you?
Yeah, he...
What?
No, it's not like how it sounds. He's on a boat trip. He's on a trip on a boat. We call it the boat trip. He calls it the boat trip. It's with my mom's friend's husband who has a boat. And, like, guys go on it. Like, women aren't allowed on the boat. So it's very, like...
So it's just guys being dudes.
It's guys being dudes. Exactly. Exactly.
What kind of only, like, man cruise is this? Like,
been going on for a really long time because my mom's friend's husband's he was in the Navy, so he knows a lot about like ships and all that. He's sailed on it before by himself. He sailed to Hawaii and back on this, not on this one that he has right now, but he sailed like to Hawaii and back. Like, he knows what he's doing. Like, he's a professional, we'll say. He is a professional. Randy, if you're listening, you're a professional. Big fan of your work. And What was I gonna say? Yeah, like he started this when his kids were in like high school, maybe younger, because his kids are older than me by a couple years. Like his oldest is 31. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is like he invites like his kids' dad's friends or like, you know, like their neighbors. And then my dad has gone along for, I think like 5 or 6 years maybe.
Oh, wow.
And they go, so they start in Seattle because that's where the boat is. That's where Randy is. And then they usually go through Canada. Like they usually cross the border. So I think this year they're definitely in Canada. He's in Canada right now. We have an app that tracks him. But they've been in the same place for a couple days, so we're pretty sure they lost service. He's okay. I promise.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so he's just out there.
That's so funny. Like, I didn't even know there was, like, a men's only cruise.
It's not like something you buy. It's like he just gets invited.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's even more elite and exclusive.
Yeah. No, because I was like, one year, I was like, oh, you should take so-and-so. He's like, I don't know if they can. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, Randy only lets certain people on. I'm like, what do you mean?
I guess, like, if it's his own private personal boat, like, he probably doesn't want too many, like, people on there, like, messing his boat up.
Yeah.
You know? And he probably only wants, like, people he really trusts on there.
Exactly.
But, like, I can't blame the man.
Exactly. We're, like, pretty sure my dad has a crush on him sometimes, because he's like, hi, Randy. We're like, yeah, we know.
My dad has a crush on him. I'm crying.
Yeah. And what's so cute is at, so my mom's friend, it's her husband, her name's Carol, and we were at her dad's, like, the reception after her dad's funeral, essentially, like, a couple years ago, and we're talking, and her, like, me and my mom and Carol are talking, and her son, Alex, comes up to us, and he's like, do you see, like, Steve and Randy talking over there? And we're like, yeah, like, what's up? He's like, if I didn't know anything, I'd say those two are, like, really, really good friends. I'm like, Alex, they are really good friends. He's like, no, but, like, best friends. I'm like, they are. What do you mean? I was like, what do you mean? Please.
You're like, so, what? They are.
He's like, they are. Don't tell me they're not. Yeah. That's where he is. What else have I been doing?
That's so fun, though.
It's so fun. He loves it because he sleeps. He makes food. He sees the nature. He sees the water.
He sees the nature.
Yeah. He loves it.
Love that for him. Relaxing. I'm actually going to be going on vacation in about a week and a half. So that'll be fun.
Where are you going?
You know where I'm going. North Carolina. I'm going on.
You're going somewhere.
I'm going to North Carolina.
You're going to a beach.
I am going to a beach, yes.
Speaking of beach, I saw Barbie. Great film.
Oh, you did see it.
I did see Barbie. I already want to see it again.
I am very, like, I don't want to say conflicted, but I'm like, I guess, like, 50-50. I'm, like, kind of want to see it, like, kind of intrigued. Also, don't really care.
No, I think you'll like it. I think you're going to like it.
I've heard a lot of bad things about it and a lot of good things about it.
Oh!
And I just, like, don't know really. I don't really know how to feel. But you know what? I was watching someone's Instagram story the other day. And, they, like, talked about the Barbie movie, and they were like, yeah, like, the people that are upset about it, like, well, actually, the person had, like, reposted, like, a tweet from someone, and the person was like, yeah, like, everybody's, like, trying to analyze this film, and it's literally just, like, a 2-hour advertisement for Mattel products. And, like, it was, like, you're grown adults, like, trying to analyze, like, a film about a toy, basically. And, you know, in a way, like, I agree. I also think it's important to be aware of, like, maybe some corrupt things that are in films. Absolutely. Like, it's important to be aware of maybe some brainwashing that might be going on. But also, like, I think people tend to get so wrapped up in, like, new movies that come out, or just movies in general. And they, like, act like these movies are, like, the Bible, and that they have to live by, like, whatever the movie says and, like, does, and, like, like the movie's like supposed to be some kind of blueprint for life. I'm like, guys, it's literally just a movie. Like, it's made up.
It's a doll.
It's a doll. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think sometimes people like take pop culture too seriously. And like, they get so wrapped up in it. And it's like, it's a piece of fiction. Leave it alone. Like, you know, obviously there are like movies based on real stories. But like something like this, it's just like, stop being so like obsessed with it. It's just a film. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen it yet, so I can't critique it or anything. I can't like be 100% honest with my opinion because I haven't seen it. I don't know if I will see it, maybe out of boredom, but I mean, like, why can't they just make live actions of like the actual Barbie movies? Like, can we get a live action Princess and the Pauper? Can we get a live action like Barbie of Swan Lake? Like, where's that?
I want that too.
Where are those? Like, hello? Like, do we really need a new story? You know what? They should have taken a page from Disney and started making live actions, okay? Because people would pay money to see those, and I'd be one of them. You could make a live action Rapunzel. Barbie Rapunzel, I'm there.
Maybe this is the start of that. I don't know.
Maybe. That would be really cool. Because I would actually really enjoy that. Because, like, I used to love Barbie films as a kid. Like, love them. And so many people, like, still, like, talk about them. Like, people our age, you know? So, I feel like there could be, like, good money in doing something like that.
Yeah!
But, Franny, you enjoyed it.
Very much so.
Was it kind of, like, one big musical? Because I've heard that.
Nope. Nope. No?
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
It's not what you think. That's all I'm going to tell you. Because someone was like, is it overhyped? I'm like, no. I mean, yeah, but no.
Yeah, but no.
Because there's, like, a big chunk of it that people aren't talking about because, like, they don't want to ruin it, so.
Okay.
That's what I'll say.
Did Anthony see it?
No, he wants to, though.
Okay.
Because today he's like, oh, like, I really like the soundtrack. I'm like, it's great. We should go. And he's like, I was more excited for Oppenheimer.
Oh.
But he wants to see it. And I'm like, I'll go with you because I want to see it again.
Love that.
And if he goes, he has to dress up. That's what I told him. Because I'm going to dress up. Because people are dressing up for this movie. It's really cute. It's really cute.
Yeah, so you guys are going to dress up, probably.
Yeah. He's going to be Ken. I'll be Barbie. I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my god.
You know, I'm here for it.
That's funny.
Yeah. The other one was good, too. I liked both. I cannot choose.
But yeah, I don't know if I'll see it, but...
It's okay.
Yeah.
As long as you know it's there.
As long as I know it's there. Oh, believe me, I know it's there. It's literally everywhere.
It is there. It's everywhere. It do be everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It do be. That sounds funny. It do be.
It do be like that.
Yeah, that's... It's interesting that, like, they just, like, chose to make a live-action Barbie movie, but, like, not base it on any of, like, the existing Barbie films.
Yeah, it's, like, completely new. It's completely...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's funny, because, so Greta Gerwig made it.
Yes.
And I remember when I was telling someone, like, oh, I'm gonna see Barbie, they're like, is Timothée Chalamet in it? I was like, no.
Oh my god.
And they're like, amazing. Is Saoirse Ronan in it? I'm like, no. I don't know what to tell you. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, why didn't they get Saoirse Ronan as Barbie, darn it?
Irish Barbie.
Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing.
Irish Barbie, I'm here for it.
I would see that.
If you Barbie make 2. Saoirse
Ronan,
Barbie 2.
Yeah, if you make Saoirse Ronan Barbie, I'm there.
Love that.
I mean, I have nothing against Margot Robbie, but...
No, Margot Robbie's fire.
But, like, Give me Saoirse Ronan as Irish Barbie. Yes.
Give me Saoirse Ronan right now.
I love Saoirse Ronan.
I do too. She's such a cutie. I love her. I might watch Lady Bird again after this. I've watched it again last week, but
Lady Bird.
I haven't seen it since last week, so it's been a minute. Maybe I'll watch Little Women. I don't know.
Little Women.
I love Little Women.
Who doesn't?
Weirdos.
Yeah, a bunch of weirdos.
I did want to tell you, I think I texted you this the other day. I'm listening to your playlist, and it's fire.
Oh, wait. Which one?
The throwback playlist.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. And the Selena Gomez came on. The Selena Gomez came on.
The Selena Gomez.
The Selena Gomez came on. She did. No, her song came on that she made for that Ramona and Beavis movie, and I hadn't heard it in, like, years. So I texted you this. I'm sitting in my room. It was, like, 1 in the morning, and I was just sobbing. I was like, this song is amazing.
Yes, you did text me that.
Yeah, and then you called me.
Yeah, that was an accident.
No, it's totally fine.
That was when I
was like, hello?
That was when I
need something?
No, I said to Suri, like, a voice command. I was like, text Franny. And it was like, calling Franny. And I was like, I didn't say that. I had to, like hang up really quick.
No, you're so good.
And I was like, accident. I'm so sorry.
No, I saw you hang up, and I was like, okay, she must have been a mistake, but it was, like, so funny.
But, like,
I was like, I'm wide awake. Like, what's up?
But, no, that literally was, like, the night I, like, couldn't get any sleep.
Facts.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know how I stayed awake yesterday, honestly.
That's a good question.
Like, don't ask me how. I think it was because all the water I drank.
Shout out water.
Dude, I think I drank like 6 or 7 bottles of water yesterday. Yeah.
I haven't done that in a really long time.
I actually bought this water bottle recently that has a filter in it.
Oh, nice.
That's supposed to filter out like a lot of impurities in tap water.
Oh.
Like, it's supposed to work, like, better than a Brita, I believe.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So it's, like, more advanced, I guess, the filter.
Technology.
I bought it, luckily, when they were having, like, a 4th of July sale. So I got the water bottle for, like, $40.
Wow.
But, like, the first couple days, or the first day I was using it, some of, like, the particles from the filter, like, it's a charcoal filter, so some of the particles from the filter were like getting into the water, and I thought I had primed it enough, because when you get it, like, it tells you, like, oh, put the filter in water for like 30 minutes, so it like primes itself. But anyway, I did that, and then I started using the water bottle the next day, but some of the particles from the filter were getting in the water, and it made it taste funny.
Oh.
So I was drinking it like that for like a whole day. And then it might have been like a couple days, actually. I can't exactly remember. But I know that like either a day later or a couple days later, I filled it up again and I was drinking out of it, and then it was fine. So I'll probably just like try to prime it better next time I get a replacement. But yeah. Basically, I'm trying to say that I'm drinking like really filtered water, like very clean water now. Yeah, because there's like a lot of stuff in our water that like shouldn't be in there, and I'm like, you know
what? Yeah.
I'm gonna buy this water bottle, and it's something that I've been meaning to do for like a really long time, and I finally did it, and next I want to get like a filter for my sink. But right now,
yeah, like, yeah,
drinking water is my focus, but yeah. So clean water is important.
Water is so good.
Water is so good.
Especially clean water.
Definitely. But yeah, anything else you want to share, Franny?
Water's great. Big fan. big fan.
Thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome for that.
It's really great.
Yeah.
something else I'll share before we go.
Yeah.
Is that tonight I had baked beans for maybe the first time in a really long time, or possibly the first time in my life, because I've always been grossed out by baked beans.
Thanks.
So I may have tried them before, but I don't remember. Anyway, I had some tonight. They're gross. They're not a good food.
I don't think I've ever had them. I want to see if I can find a picture of them to, like, remember.
They're very, like, grainy and, like, earthy tasting.
Oh, okay. That's kind of weird. Oh, no, like, I've had baked beans. Oh, baked beans are fine.
Like, the texture, like, it just felt like I was eating glue with pebbles in it.
It's not my favorite thing, but it's not, like, my least favorite thing. Like, I don't voluntarily be like, hey, can I have beans? But, like, when I have them, I'm like, this is fine.
It just, like, I felt like I was eating, like, sandpaper mixed with glue.
Yeah, that checks out.
Like, it was just the weirdest, like, sensation. And my dad was like, you have really, like, picky taste buds, don't you? I was like, yeah, I do. Like the slightest, like, off-putting texture just makes me want to, like, puke.
No, I completely understand that, because I think I tried shrimp once, and it was, like, really squishy, and I wasn't expecting it to be.
We did talk about this in our first episode.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, we did. So, I stand by that. Shrimp is squishy, and I don't know why.
I think it's because a lot of times what happens is we'll literally, like, inject shrimp with water to make them, like, more plump. Which is, like, really gross. But they basically, like, do it to, like, make them appear bigger.
Okay, that checks out.
And, like, if you buy really good shrimp, they won't have, like, any of that. Like, fake, you know, water in them. Well, not that the water's fake, but, like, it's, like, natural. Like, the shrimp that you're eating. And there's no, like, weird, like, squishy texture. Like, you'll just get, like, a nice snap. But yeah, that's just, like, something that they do. I think they might inject them with, like, saline, if I'm not mistaken.
Huh. That sounds right.
But yeah, it's like a weird, gross marketing trick or something. I don't know. I'm just kind of talking out of my butt, but yeah. So don't buy shrimp with that in it if you can help it. But yeah, that is all I have to say about shrimp.
Nice.
Yeah, all the things. Are we ready to wrap it up?
Yes.
Cool. This was a very random episode. I really think we captured the randomness of our brains.
A randomness conversation.
Yeah. So, I'm your host, Alexandra Lakis.
I'm Franny Bernian.
And we'll see you guys in 2 Saturdays.
For the next episode of Only We Care.
Peace out, podcast pals.
Bye, podcast pals.
Bye.
Bye.